From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting a change in American policy towards Iran. Despite appeals from some of America's closest allies and members of his own administration, U.S. President Donald Trump will likely no longer certify the Iran nuclear deal, though he will not urge Congress to reapply sanctions. While this does not completely abandon the deal, it does mark a new, more confrontational stance towards Iran. The White House made the announcement early on Friday, saying that the new policy instead focuses on neutralizing the government of Iran's destabilizing influence and constraining its aggression. Football icon George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai are among the early frontrunners in Liberia's presidential election. But officials said only a third of the ballots had been counted on Thursday, 3 days after the vote. Election Commission Chairman Jerome Kokoya warned that no winner had yet been declared and that all parties should wait for vote counting to end.
Candidates and political parties should also be patient and await the official result and not rush to premature conclusions. The Commission is committed to the timely release of results, but this cannot be done at the expense of accuracy.
The Liberty Party, however, wants counting to stop, citing irregularities and fraud. With 20 people running for the West African nation's highest office, analysts do not believe anyone will win over 50% of the vote, forcing a runoff in November. A U.S.-Canadian couple and their three children have left Pakistan on Friday after 5 years in Taliban captivity. Acting on a tip from U.S. intelligence, Pakistani troops rescued U.S. national Caitlin Coleman and her Canadian husband Joshua Boyle from their captors on Wednesday. This is VOA News. The United States has announced it is withdrawing from UNESCO, the UN Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, accusing the organization of having an anti-Israel bias. Hours later, Israel also announced it, too, would be leaving the organization. Speaking to reporters in Paris, UNESCO Director General Irina Bokova said the organization and the United States had always been interlinked.
The United States matter for UNESCO, and UNESCO matters for the United States. In fact, if you go back into history, we will see not only that United States is a founding member of UNESCO, the whole idea that you can build peace through education, science, culture, communication is basically an American idea.
The U.S. withdrawal will take effect on December 31st. President Donald Trump finds himself in turbulent times at the moment, facing critical foreign policy challenges on Iran and North Korea and the prospect of a stalled domestic agenda at home. Trump has also been busy feuding with a key Republican senator and lashing out at the media. But is this helpful? VOA's national correspondent Jim Malone has more.
Amid what some see as chaos, Trump continues to turn to his political base. But Trump's habit of picking fights with both opponents and allies is a problem, says Republican strategist John Feary.
His biggest problem right now is that the national media does not like him. The Republican Party, by and large, the establishment doesn't like him. Democrats obviously hate him, and so it's been very difficult for him to gain any traction. And there's also the problem of his own volatile nature.
Despite the recent turmoil, Trump is counting on his core supporters to stick with him. One recent survey, however, showed Trump losing support in several key states, including Pennsylvania. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
The South African Supreme Court of Appeal on Friday dealt a legal blow to President Jacob Zuma, opening the way for the reinstatement of 783 charges of corruption and fraud against him, saying that a lower court's previous ruling was flawed. President Zuma says the decision against him is disappointing. World Bank President Jim Yong Kim says emerging research shows that investments in education play a larger role in expanding the economy than previously thought. He is hoping to persuade heads of state and finance ministers to give investment in human capital, the same weight they give to transportation and energy projects. For more on this, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.